Let's go, Brandon!
That's how I would yell it if I still worked at my former job where the boss had the same name, Brandon. I do feel bad for anyone named Brandon who's a dick at this point, because everyone's just gonna keep on saying, "Let's go, Brandon!" But, recent news, I'm sure everyone's heard, NASCAR, the original to the left, everything you own is on that turn going to the left. You know, those fans. I don't know if you've ever been in a NASCAR race. I've been to one. Let me tell you, I was drunk before lap 100. It's a lot of fucking laps to sit there and watch. Not my cup of tea, but I mean, nothing wrong with that cup of tea. If it's your cup of tea, you know? I think this episode's just gonna be a random throwdown of the "Let's go, Brandon!" chant. It's gonna be a quick one, but be a good one. Maybe. I'm interested in the subject, so reading up on it. It's funny. At the NASCAR race, everyone was yelling as the winner, Brandon such and such, had won the race, and the crowd was very clearly chanting, "Fuck Joe Biden." It was a very clear chant. Maybe the clearest chant that, like, has been organized by a group of whites in quite some time. If you know what I'm saying. But, the announcer is a improv master, obviously, and they're yelling, "Fuck Joe Biden!" Everyone's yelling it in the fucking NASCAR thing, and it's clear as day is what they're saying, and like, you're almost just missing, like, someone, I'm sure they've done it, needs to just Photoshop tiki torches in all their hands. Not saying they're racist, just think it'd be a funny meme or gif or NFT. Someone put some tiki torches in their fucking hands as it's going up and down. And it's, "Let's go, Brandon!" But the announcer, improv master, said, and the crowd is very excited here today as they are clearly saying, "Let's go, Brandon." And it's not the case. But I read a story that Donald Trump, former president, or former not your president, depending on where you're sitting. It's interesting that the people who were of the not my president guy seem to also be falling in line with Joe Biden. Not their president either. "Let's go, Brandon!" And his approval rating's down, like, 48% or something like that. The dude's hated, okay? But it's not okay to talk about someone who's hated, because he wakes up each morning and doesn't remember why the fuck he's hated. But Donald Trump, there was an interview with Donald Trump, and I believe we have a clip from that there. And former president, or not your president, Donald Trump, came out and said, I've heard the "Let's go, Brandon" chant, and to be honest, I liked what the original one was saying better. It seemed a lot more accurate. That was Donald Trump, former president or not your president. Man, it's funny. We're not supposed to hate on the elder. I get it. They're also not supposed to be running the best fucking country ever, so. Like, if you don't recall certain things, maybe you shouldn't be sitting there in the Oval Office asking yourself major questions like, man, Jill, would you say this is an oval or more of an oblong type of shape? Let's go, Brendan! Jill, is my name Brendan? Everyone keeps on putting these posts on this glass device in my pocket, and I keep being tagged as Brendan. Jill, am I not Joe? Jill, I'm scared. That's probably what's happening in the Oval Office. See how long this one takes to get flagged. Be fun. Oh, hello, sir. Thanks for coming into the office. This is here located at 24 billion trillion gazillion. What were we talking about?
Never mind, okay? I used to work in these offices, okay? I love these offices, okay? I've reached up and grabbed many of females by the pussy in these offices, okay? So, I know these offices.
Man, imagine just, like, a former presidential gathering. Be able to have Clinton there. Hey, yo, Monica, just go ahead and page the boys on in. And then W struts in wearing a fucking cowboy hat. Hey, I flew my plane here, and luckily I didn't take out, no buildings were taken out while I was flying the plane here.
And then Obama's like, man, all these crackers are crazy. I didn't see any shit like this up in Kenya.
Not too far, I know. Too soon? Yeah, well. And then Trump's like,
hey, man.
Sorry, that was terrible. Trump's like,
so listen, I'm you, and I got your birth certificate, and I want to say, I've looked at it. It's great stuff. I loved how you hit it like my taxes.
Meanwhile, Biden's sitting there and he's like,
oh, little children. I realized it was Halloween. I need to go get some candy, but can I sniff the top of your head?
Be a fun. Fun little thing. It'll be a fun meeting.
How? I get it. We got a lot of power and everything. But the people leading, God.
I don't know, man. Just went on that tangent. But,
let's go, Brendan!
Yeah, this is fun. Let's see how long this one takes to get pulled down. I'm Dipshit Dal. This is Daily Dumbass. Peace out.